Be as active as you can be.
Be as active as you can be.
We all have the opportunity to move, to walk, to run, to jump. We all have the opportunity to be an active person. An active person doesn't necessarily have to be an athlete, doesn't necessarily have to go out for long walks, doesn't have to necessarily be always picking up the house and cleaning around the yard and being active in that way. An active person is a person who is interested in life, who is interested in living, who is interested in always doing something wonderful, always doing something that's lots of fun, always doing things that make you feel real good. Now, when I walk the pathway of my hour morning walk, I walk up and down the mountainside. I walk around the high desert here, and I have my path so beautifully beat down by my footprints. But here and there, a weed will come up, and I will bend over and pull up the weed. I like to wear gloves when I do that because the weeds are sometimes pretty heavily embedded in the earth. Now, I like to be active. I like to do things. I like to be around. Now, it's true. It's nice to take a nap now and then, too. It's nice to be active in all the things that make me happy. But do you have to go and be at the gym? Do you have to be running on your treadmill? Do you have to leave the house? Can you be active in your mind? Can you sit down in a chair and think active thoughts? Can you think about how wonderful it is to be out for a walk and mentally take that walk? Now, we physically take the walk, that's great too, but mentally take the walk. Because when you are mentally active, when you are mentally playing your chess game, when you're mentally being an active person and thinking and being you, you are living a very beautiful, fulfilling, wonderful life. It's a life that's made for you to enjoy every moment of your life, every moment of everything that you do. Be active. Be active. Play the game of life. Play the game of life and get out there and do things that make you feel happy, that do things that make you feel life is really an exciting adventure all the time. It's not a matter of being active, running around, walking up and down stairs and doing things. That's good too. But the main thing is to be active in your mind, active in your heart, active in your life. If there is an easier way to do something, do it. But be active in it. Think how wonderful it is to live your life as a very active person. Now, we look at Perrault as he is in his detective show, and we see him carrying his cane, and we see him walking along in a very interesting manner. Not something that we would normally do. But he carries that cane. He doesn't carry the cane to hold him up. He carries that cane as an act of dignity, as an act of action. It's, I'm going for a walk. I'm going out. I'm going for a walk. I don't need the cane to keep me up. I don't need the cane to balance me. I don't need the cane to do these things. But I take it along because it's part of my game. It's part of my walking. It's part of my... And when I walk with my cane, I walk straight up. My back is straight. My chin is out. I feel just wonderful. And it's not that I need the cane. It's just that the cane is a symbol of walking straight and walking well. We can do everything that we do in life to walk straight and walk well, live active, be involved in our life in wonderful, marvelous ways so that we feel that this is a life worth living. This is a life worth having. It's a life worth being. Now, did you ever sit on the edge of your bed in the morning and did you massage your feet? Just sit there. And massage your feet gently, not as though you're going to give yourself a wonderful massage, but just massage your feet gently. and make your feet feel that they're wonderful. And then take your toes and your heels and twist them around by themselves, energizing them and moving them up and down and moving them in and out and moving them back and forth. As you do this, you're being active. And that activity sparkles through your entire body. It makes your entire body feel like it's worthwhile, that it's a good, joyous instrument to have. Then, have you ever sat to be active with your eyes? You're sitting in a chair. You're reading or watching TV or whatever you're doing. And you're sort of in between being really interested in the show and not. And then you take your eyes and you move them up and down, sideways and sideways, up and down, circle them around the other way. And just do this gently. Do this for a few minutes, and you'll find that your eyes become healthier and stronger, more vital, more dynamic, more exciting, and it's the way we would like them to be. But use your muscles, use your toes, use your fingers, use your nose. Rub your feet in the morning when you get up to get ready to get out of bed. Do these things because you're being active. You're being active and you're being interested in your life. You're being interested in your body. You're being interested in who you are. The more we can live an active life, and as I said, it's not being an athlete, but we can live an active life, just be involved in your life. Having other people rub your feet, having other people massage you, having other people do things for you, it's wonderful, but the thing is, to do it for yourself is a double massage, a double activity. And this double vitality in you makes you feel three times as good, four times as good. You feel fantastic. You feel glorious. You feel wonderful. You feel you're really living right. Today you can start doing this on a small scale. But just every once in a while when you have a pause or when you're sitting down, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, run your back up and down the back of the chair and just feel that you're being alive. And when you finish these minuscule exercises, when you finish this activity, being active in a very small way, your body feels it in a happy, joyous way. Your body feels it in a marvelous, exciting way, and your body feels that, yes, all is in divine order. And you like yourself. You like yourself because you feel good. You like yourself because you have taken your fingers and run them up and down your arms, run them up and down your legs and your toes, feeling your face, feeling your neck, and moving it around gently. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's the way to live. Try this for yourself today and watch this minuscule living and being active and what it does for you to make you feel like you are full of life, full of energy, full of joy, full of goodness in every wonderful, wonderful way. You can do it for yourself. You don't need anyone else. Do it and enjoy the benefits of living an active life, even in small ways. Living an active life makes you feel great, makes you feel wonderful, makes you feel tremendously alive. I do this, and I know you do, if you want to. So have a wonderful life, have a wonderful world, and live in a joyous, happy beingness that you really are, that I really am. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.